Well, good morning. It is 6:23 a.m. on Monday, May 29th, 2023. Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. 50 degrees, which is precisely 10 degrees Celsius. So technically still double digits, Celsius speaking. But barely. What the hell? 84% humidity. I have no idea what my glucose level is because my sensor went out over the weekend. But I can only assume it's well within the green. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. You haven't seen a single NPC today. I haven't seen a single streetcar today. North-south line, B-line, nothing. I'm going, what the hell? It's like, oh, it's Memorial Day. So I guess everything changes on a holiday around here. I was sitting there marinating, and I saw a squirrel come by, run up a tree, and head along the branches. And then a couple minutes later, another squirrel comes along, goes up the same tree, follows the same branches. And it got me thinking. You know, in the forest, squirrels can have their pick of trees and branches and make their way wherever the heck they're going, any which way they want. But in the city, they don't have that option. Or at least the options are much slimmer. Even in a city like Portland, that has ample trees and lots of green, but still, to get where they want to go, there's got to be a very limited line of connectivity. So I'm wondering, are there like squirrel highways? Are there trees of choice and branches of preference to get from point A to point B? Do squirrels have a point A and point B? Are there places where they collect and gather habitually? I would imagine yes, but I don't know. Some time-lapse photography and motion-sensing video would be very intriguing in that regard. Squirrel highways. So, I'm going to go on hiatus for a little bit. I'm going to put the Pearlcast on pause for the immediate and foreseeable future. I'm going to do a social media fade as well. For a lot of reasons, and this isn't an act of desperation or a cry for help or anything like that. So, if you're inclined to be concerned, do not. This is a conscious choice on my part for a lot of reasons. Ever since Terry passed away, I've been struggling with issues of identity. and who I am now that I'm not a husband and a caregiver, which, you know, the husband part was 20 plus years. Caregiver, easily a good five of those. And I've had limited success, I think. I mean, we all are who we are, right? You can't help being who you are. You wake up and start doing things. And those things that you do define who you are. That's your character. Powell's. But we exist in a continuum, and we have memory, which means we can look back on our experiences, remember good times, remember times when you felt empowered and passionate and hungry and active. And I don't know, when you felt more you, I guess. And I know that changes. But there's a feeling that you have when you're on your path, when you know you're doing not what you're supposed to be doing necessarily, because that kind of implies an objective playbook. But when you wouldn't want to be doing anything else, that what you're doing is in perfect alignment with your circumstances and your desires and your unique composition, that you are getting the most out of what you are. And I haven't felt that for a long time. And I feel like I need to tear down some of the constructs that I've built in my life and try and rebuild. And social media and all of that is one of many constructs, but one that I can very clearly point to. And so I'm gonna step away from that and see, try and figure out who I am without that. The other thing I've been struggling with is this notion of masks and personas. I mentioned that on a previous cast. And I'm aware more and more of me editing myself and shaping responses based on a perception of expectation rather than an authentic response of the moment, from the heart. And as a classically trained theater person, that comes all too easily. But it's not authentic. It's not necessarily true. I mean, we all do personas. We all have different faces and behaviors and mannerisms based on circumstance. And I accept that. That's not the problem. The problem comes when that persona drifts farther away from who you are, from your true self. And I'm still trying to figure out what that is. And I don't know if I ever will figure that out. That might be a life quest. I don't know. But I'm very much feeling like my responses on this cast, my responses on social media, my responses with my partners and with my friends are all becoming very managed and tailored. And I don't, it's not that I don't want to do that, but I want the persona to be a little closer to who I am. And I don't want to have to filter and weigh. I mean, part of the value of this cast for me has been an honest and authentic sharing. And one of the reasons I resisted so strongly the notion that this is a podcast is because podcasts are performative. And lately I've been feeling very much like these are performances rather than authentic sharings. And that's not serving me. That's not helping me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love chatting with you and sharing these things with you. I like sharing in general. I like connection and communication. That's who I am. Part of who I am. But I don't know, on the scale of value, this form, I have allowed this format to become less valuable to me for that reason. So for the foreseeable future, I'm not gonna be in your ears of a day. I apologize if that throws off your workout routine or any other routines you've built around me. But honestly, a little less blather in your life might not be a bad thing either. So, morning. So, and that's not to say I won't pick this up again. I genuinely hope I do. I would very much like to resume this from a place of stability, from a foundation that's a little more solid, I guess. So, yeah. I'll still be accessible, texts, emails. I'm still gonna be checking, you know, Messenger. If private messages come in, I'm not gonna cut off all internet access. And if you want an email address, you know, find a way to reach out to me somehow, some way, and I'm only too happy to share. But I'm betting most of the people that would want my email address have it already. And if not, just say so. Because I don't want to cut myself off from the people I love and who love me. I just need to quiet the noise a little bit and clear out some old structures and make room for maybe some new ones. So, yeah, so there's that. And I am well and truly past Jameson Square. I'm not smelling any bacon from Lovejoy Bakers. They must be behind schedule. But that's a walk. It's a walk for a Monday, for a May, for a spring. That's a walk. I hope you have a splendid day and many splendid days to come. That doesn't change. That's always true. And however your days unfold, hold on to Brother Zig's wisdom. Despite everything, create. Make space to create. Clear space to create. And love fearlessly. Especially yourself. I think maybe I've lost sight of that too. I promise I will do my best to do the same. I won't talk to you soon, but I do hope I talk to you again. Until then, you guys take care.